Actually, so I think you know this already. I'm a B-boy, and I was actually in San Francisco for a competition. Me and my buddy went over there. We stayed at a hotel, the Hilton, very nice spot, right in Chinatown. And then I see like these damn cars like driving around, and no one's in the front seat. So I'm like, what the hell is that? My boy goes, oh, that's a Waymo. I'm like, what's a Waymo? He's like, oh, it's an autonomous car. Basically, it just drives itself, and you could take it like an Uber. So at first, just like any human being, I'm skeptical. I'm like, this is crazy. Hell nah. I'm never jumping into this car. But if you see it in a large city like that and you see people jumping into the damn freaking thing, you get curious. We go to get some breakfast. So I look at my buddy and I'm like, bro, let's do it.
Take the cab.
Let's
take the Waymo.
Let's spend the $30. It's like, I don't know how much it was, but it was something around that price. Because I don't, you know, it's an experience. If it's already in a city and it's existing, there's got to be some sort of safety to it, right?
Yep.
So I download the app. You have to download an app, do the whole thing, like just like you do with Uber. Don't know what I signed. Just press accept to everything like I normally do. Pretty much probably signed my life away to him. Thank you, Waymo. Then it comes right in front, bro. Picks us up. I jump into the car. Bro, I'm going to tell you this much. I jumped into that car, and the way that it was driving, it felt like someone was in the car. Just you couldn't see them. And it's odd to me because as a person who has never seen that before, the comfort level that I had, obviously I showed you the
video of it.
The video, which I'm gonna send to Max so you guys can probably see it yourselves as well. It was insanity, but I also felt very safe to the point where an old lady was crossing the street and she put her hand out. She felt safe enough because she didn't see anybody in the front. She knows these things exist in her neighborhood. She just zoomed on,
walked right across the
street with her hand up, like, oh, thank you, Waymo. Ghost, I don't know what the hell. And she just kept walking, and then we kept moving. And I think that, you know, from personal experience, being able to see this, obviously we live in a different time. I think if I was a kid and I would have seen this, I would have been more like, what the fuck, you know, especially like when I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s and stuff like that, I probably would have been like, this is insane. But as in the times that we are now, is it really surprising? Not really.
No, not with the advancement of technology and the drive, you know, the drive-by-wire features of the vehicles. We were actually talking about this when we were discussing it, and I just find it a little disconcerting that there's a wheel, there's pedals, but there's no operator.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we have the system with, it has a large LiDAR system.
Yes, I saw this.
It has a big camera system on top,
right.
LiDAR on the sides of the car, yeah. Six cameras on each corner type thing. And that's all well and good.
Right.
And I think the problem that I have with it is that you are taking that one instinct factor out of like the drivers learn, you know,
right.
We experience things on a day-to-day basis and we improve upon mm-hmm. it. And yeah, we can say algorithms can do that. We can say computer systems can do that. But where is that? Are we ever going to see that capability out of the car where it can make those decisions that are necessary in a bad situation? We've talked about the trolley problem and how, you know, you have 100 people on this side, you have 10 people on this side. Which one do you choose? Hopefully the brakes. But, you know, besides that.
Yeah. And so, perfect segue to GM has their own version of Waymo, which is called Cruises. They have it in Arizona, and they actually had to discontinue it for a while because there was an accident. It dragged a person 20 feet.
Okay.
You know, and basically, you know, obviously it created this whole hoopla of something, you know, something going on. Even the CEO eventually resigned, and it was a big deal about, you know. But the bad thing about situations, especially with humans, because we're skeptics in general. So when something like this happens, it puts you, you know.
Oh, you think of the worst thing possible.
Right.
Of course.
And it puts the industry 20 steps backwards.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure that a lot of these companies that are coming out with these businesses, like Amazon has the Zoox. There's also Tesla, obviously. And then out in England, they have this company called Wave doing the same thing, testing all these type of things. And basically what it is, long story short, we are heading that direction. But when something like this happens, or unfortunately, you know, Tesla had their own issues as well in the past with, you know, self-driving situations as well, you know, it puts you 20 steps backwards. But at the end of the day, when you see something as successful as Waymo happening, you kind of start to feel like, okay, like I could do this. You know what I mean? Like even down to obviously Tesla having their Cyber Day, or what was it called?
Whatever, the big cyber event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they had the little cyber taxi.
Cyber taxi, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
So the problem is I started watching the videos on the Waymo. Now I'm a little bit more open to the Waymo technology versus, say, the Tesla technology, because I feel like the Tesla technology is there's no redundancies.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot, you know, we mess around, talk about aircraft here sometimes and mm-hmm. how that plays a factor into the automation aspect. And we're okay with a plane flying for us, but are we okay with a plane landing or taking off for us?
Right.
Because that's a whole different set of circumstances with a whole bunch more factors than just cruising down, you know, cruising through the air at, you know, whatever speed,
right,
or cruising down the highway. We're a lot more comfortable with a camera looking and making decisions on a Tesla versus where we found that camera system has fallen short and caused accidents.
Right.
So that's kind of why I'm more open to what Waymo is doing, because they have a better sensor array, but they're ugly. The sensor array is a major eyesore.
Right.
And, you know, how do you convince the future of car companies, where aesthetics is a major factor in their brand, mm-hmm. to incorporate these technologies into their vehicle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get where you're coming from. At the end of the day, visually what it looks like for example, what happened with Tesla and the way that they showed that cyber cab, it's a good looking car. It literally reminds you of like movies from the future.
Yeah. It looks like it's right out of Back to the Future. Like it would fit right into you know, any of those movie sets. And to me, that feels more like a prop also. And that's the thing. It was exactly what it was that was a prop on a stage that, you know, they're talking about wireless charging. They're talking about all these other technologies in it. Have you used your wireless charger on your phone?
Never.
How does that work? That's not good, right? No, yeah. I don't think anybody else, you know, obviously there are instances that it works, but for the most part, it's not a great technology.
Right.
And to rely an entire taxi service on that technology.
Good point, man.
It's, you know, a lot to ask of somebody. You're asking a major investment.
Well, so one of the cool things, and again, I'm going to say straight up, we're not experts in this, obviously. No. We literally did research. We're just interested. Yeah. Obviously, the reason why we're even talking about it is because I jumped into one of these things and I really had a good time with it. Yeah. I thought it's the future. I just insanely thought it was really cool. But one of the cool things that I love that Tesla is talking about is that although it's very optimistic that by 2027, we're going to have these available to purchase. We can purchase it. That's what he's saying. Now, I'm no one to question Elon Musk. He's obviously done a lot more and accomplished a lot more than I have. You know, I'm over here spinning on my head, so I'm not going to sit there and tell him that he can't do it. But I think he can, and if he does do it, that's honestly great. And he's talking about under $30,000 price range. Bro, imagine being able to own one of these things, being able to just, me and you, like, yo, I'm going to come pick you up, and then we just hop in the backseat and bullshit and watch a movie?
Well, I guess 30,000.
iRobot?
30,000. 30,000 is completely feasible if you don't put a steering wheel or brakes in the car. You know, I mean, I guess you're saving on having to put pedals in and all that.
Yeah.
But no, $30,000 price tag is, to me, extremely optimistic. I mean, the car is very bare bones.
Right.
I think they even talked about how there's not even buttons to open the door on that model. And
I think right coming now,
somebody that's like me who works on cars and is experienced with cars, like not having that tactile feedback, not being able to pull a handle, not being able to pull a lever to do things is very disconnecting.
We're so used to it.
I like having analog input, like the touch screen and not having tactile buttons and losing all that. I feel like we're losing a part of the automobile that we like.
Yeah.
And you know, everything has a touchscreen in it now, and I miss that. I miss having knobs.
Have you ever seen that movie that was on Netflix where it was like the Tesla cars were like kind of like
all crashing at the end together. Yes, yeah.
So my biggest fear is like getting into one of those damn things and then like I'm not able to open the fucking door.
And
I'm
You're
like,
not able to do anything, and that's so. Cars break.
Right.
I made a career from cars breaking. Yeah. As soon as, you know, the repair aspect. So that car breaks and now you're inside and getting out becomes a massive difficulty.
But to play devil's advocate here, I have been in cars before where it's latch and you can't open the damn thing and you have to break it open to open it. That's happened to me before, actually, okay. Where I couldn't open the latch because it was must have been stuck or something, whatever it may be. At the end of the day, I think that we're cautious. That's what we do as humans. We tread lightly. You know, it's the way we take care of our kids. It's the way that we do stuff in general ourselves is with caution, you know? And I think that we're looking at this with caution, but like a lot of the videos that I watch, a lot of people are like, listen, if it's true and tested and there's 10,000 rides that everyone's riding good, but I don't know where it's just one crash. They're talking about, and this is like statistics directly from Waymo, that it's 85% less crashes happening with them than they are with humans. And I get that.
You're in a geofenced area with maps that are already scanned in. You have an array of sensors. Yes, obviously low speed accidents, things like that are going to decrease. Mm-hmm. Because you're tipping the board in your favor every step of the way.
Sure.
And we all know that driving a car, there are times where the board is knocked off the table and all hell is breaking loose and we have to make decisions. And the question is that vehicle going to be able to make sure that you're safe in that situation where your driving ability could make sure you were safe?
Right, right. And I think that even that little article that Max had mentioned, which I should have looked up, but I didn't get to look up Max, was the one where the Waymos are in the parking lot and they're just like constantly honking and
intersection when they all got into the intersection together and they couldn't figure out who was supposed to go first.
Yeah.
And they locked down and they essentially bricked themselves because they were having conflicting commands.
And that's one of those situations where you're like, kind of like, is this technology ready to make decisions?
Oh, that was the parking lot. That's the parking lot where they honk all night.
Yeah.
This was even worse. They would just sit there and lay on the horn all night long as these people are trying to sleep. So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. They're just beeping the horn over and over and over again.
But the reason why I bring that up is because it's one of those things where it's like, there's still some flaws in the system where, for example, imagine me and you and Max just randomly yelling in a parking lot. People would be like, yo, you guys are insane. What are you doing? Obviously, we don't do that. But that's the point is just like a lot of this. We've lived in the combustion engine era for a very long time.
Correct.
You know, it's what we're used to. It's what we know, you know, as a society, it's what we really know. So when technology like this comes in, of course, a lot of people, especially enthusiasts, especially people like us here at Koenig, you know, who are enthusiasts, of course, we're going to be skeptical. It's what we know. We know cars here. You know what I mean? So when something new comes to the door, we're obviously going to question it and ask, how does this work? And the cool thing about these companies is that they're willing to try and answer it for you. And they're willing to try and say, we don't know, or we're trying to figure it out. And now that we're getting to the point where they're in our neighborhoods, and we're getting into them. It's nice to start slow.
Oh yeah,
go around
scale,
a little bit.
Start small and scale up,
and then scale up.
Yeah, 100%. And that and we are seeing that. We're seeing the scale change, and it's just when does that? I guess we have to see when the technology hits full maturity.
Right.
Is there going to be a place where we have room for the taxi cabs that are controlled by the computer? We're going to have space for the person that still wants to drive their car and enjoy it and get out there and be behind the wheel? Or are we going to run into a situation where we're being taken out of the equation? And that's the scary part is as an enthusiast for automobiles, like to me, the car, not having a steering wheel like that is not comfortable to me. I don't like getting into a driver's seat where there's no steering wheel. No, like I want to drive a car. I want to be that person 100%. Who's in control of it. So I struggle with the technology aspect of this.
See, and this is how I see it, you know, because I look at things as an optimist always. You know, I think that a person getting behind a wheel and driving their car can exist as well as this can.
I hope so. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people always look at it as an A and B situation. Oh, there's A or B. Nah, bro. There's also C, D, E, F. You know what I mean? Like, the sky's the limit. You know, I think that there's many ways that we can do this, even down to the point where, you know, we were discussing this before, where, like, obviously automated driving and racing is obviously, you know, crazy.
I find automated racing as boring
because
you have a video game running itself over and over again. To me, that's 100%. Not exciting because you've taken the human competitive nature out of it. 100%. So that's a whole different level.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, in general, the way that my argument was, many facets could exist. You know, does it necessarily mean that we're going to be something that it's something that we're involved with all the time? I don't know. But at the end of the day, even these cars need wheels. You know what I'm saying? So we're all right.
You can hear Max laughing through the wall.
Yeah, but you know, to kind of conclude it, you know, when I was in that thing, man, I really had a good time. I thought it was, I honestly, genuinely felt very safe. I hope that down the line we get it in New York, because right now it's all West Coast. I know that right now it's only San Francisco. I think Austin has it, Phoenix.
I know why they're all in these areas.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
The weather.
Dropping bars.
It's the weather.
Ah.
So they can't drive when it's inclement weather, or they think. So the problem is they haven't fully let the public know on some of the circumstances of why the cars can't operate during certain conditions.
Right.
So I'm going to guess weather obviously will play havoc on the sensors, things like that can interfere with the ability to see. So they're obviously going to be in locations where the weather is optimal for their testing.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
You know, I think that's the one thing about, and we know this living in New York, especially when the snow hits and
salt on every camera. You haven't seen anything.
You don't want Waymo doing donuts. Maybe we do want Waymo doing donuts. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But
yeah, man, I think it's an, you know, an optimistic thing. I think it's very cool. I've always been into sci-fi, so seeing it come to life in front of my face, sometimes I feel like I'm living outside of myself because I'm like, damn, man, this. We're moving way faster than I assumed we would. You know, I genuinely, as a kid, not even having a phone, you know.
Having the early invention of cell phone the way up, or, you know, had the house phone all the way up to now self-driving cars.
Bro, I remember when I was a kid, like, I used to have, like, it didn't work. I was so young. I had a beeper, and I thought it was the coolest shit in the world. I was like, yo, I got a beeper. Didn't call anybody. It wasn't like anybody could beep me or whatever the hell they call it. Beep you.
I think that's the page you.
There you go. Page you. Oh my God! Look at that.
Oh, Razor.
The Razor.
That was the phone.
Bro, my favorite. See, where'd you grow up again?
Everywhere.
Okay, so here in New York, Nextel was a big thing.
Oh yeah.
Where you were like chirp people. Chirp. Yep.
Yep.
Yo, what's up, bro? Like that was the biggest thing when I was a kid.
Nextel. You know? Where you at?
And then obviously Sidekicks and all that. Yeah. But anyway. I think that seeing it progress from that to where we are now, where it's like literally my cell phone is at my, I have it right here, bro. Like it's with me all the time. It's my point of contact. I always think to myself, I'm like, if these kids don't have a cell phone, the ones that grew up that don't know any difference, what would they do? Would they go insane? Would our world collapse? I honestly think it would, bro. You know?
Well, I see the phone as, you know, back to technology since we're on the subject. It's a multi-tool. It's the modern multi-tool. It has, you know, access to everything you need, information, so on and so forth. Light, you have a flashlight, camera for documentation purposes. It's the modern multi-tool.
Bro, so. If I want to know about anything, I could pull out my phone and learn about it. And that's why, like, that's why I'm to the point where I can trust a car to guide me the right way, because I can honestly get information how I want it anytime I want it, you know? So of course I'm going to believe that a car can have an algorithm that feeds them information. Like, even though I don't know what the hell, I'm not an engineer, I don't know what the hell it's all about, but I can understand it because literally I have this machine right in front of me that can tell me anything I want to know. So of course there's people much smarter than me out there that are creating things and building things that honestly I could trust. If I could trust this damn phone being on my hip all the time, I could trust a car taking me from A to B. Now, am I going to trust a car to take me from New York to California today? No. But for me to go on a 10-minute ride, I'm down, bro.
Yeah, as long as you're in that small bubble until they scale it up. Yeah. You know, the comfort level's there. And I think that was the point of them keeping it small scale, too, is that the bigger it is, the more factors that you have for something to go wrong. And I think Waymo's been very, you know, the one thing I can speak to them, they've been very smart about their approach.
Right.
By not outpacing their scale, not outpacing their technology. And I think that's where Tesla kind of has fallen short, is that they constantly, I feel like, outpace their technology in hopes that they'll get to that milestone, mm-hmm. versus where Waymo is using proven technologies, implementing them the most efficient way possible, and making a product.
Right. Yeah, man.
So
listen, you sold me, bro. I was already sold.
You were already sold. You got me close. You got me a little bit closer. I don't know how much closer. I might have to jump in the driver's seat as it drives, but we're getting closer.
You know what the cool thing is too? Me and my buddy were in the car, and it gives you choices to play music. I think it has its own like playlist first, but I think you can play your own music if you want to. I just did. It was the ride was so short that we didn't really go look into it. But I'm gonna tell you this: Waymo has banger beats on her.
So, but no Hot 97, no Hot 97, no Z100.
No. I mean,
so,
maybe you can. I didn't really choose to. the beats were so banging, we left it on. We were like, you know, me and my boy were ready to freaking breakdance to that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, man. Long story short, you know, this is another thing that I noticed when working here, when Tesla started to roll around and, you know, it was the new electric car and all this stuff. Obviously, you've seen it now. I remember seeing it come into market and the aftermarket companies being like, what's going to happen now? Like, electric, bro, the aftermarket companies are still succeeding. Look at us. Yep. Most of we have so many damn cars with our wheels on them now, you know? So I think that that's the one cool thing about working for a company like Koenig is that, you know, we're going to stick around. And as long as the wheel's around, we're around, you know? So anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Peace out, guys.
Well, thank you, guys. And follow me on Instagram. Peace.